Part 1, Chapter 20, A Waste of Time. Quote by Taylor Swift. We don't need to share the same opinions as others, but we need to be respectful. Millennials are highly educated, resourceful, team-oriented, and inclusive. At least that's what the prevailing beliefs suggest. They also suggest that millennials are too busy to talk to people, possibly because they're too busy texting friends. Talking to people, especially without a purpose, can seem like a waste of time. Is it true that millennials don't know how to conduct themselves professionally in the business environment? If so, it's understandable. Most business people haven't received training in etiquette and protocol essential for building and preserving relationships. Taking time to build a relationship may seem like a time-wasting activity. But building and preserving relationships is important, since many of the people you interact with in business will be players in your world for a long time. Relationship building is not something that only happens in the first few minutes of a meeting during small talk. It's about getting to know the individual as a person, independent of whatever the topic at hand happens to be. Meetings, problems, complaints, compliments, and successes will come and go. The people you work with are often the same people for multiple years. So how do you build good relationships? Skilled hostage negotiators recognize how critical relationship building is. They don't begin their negotiations by making demands and threats. Instead, they build rapport and trust with the hostage taker. They do this before attempting to negotiate an outcome. If hostage negotiators, in high-stakes circumstances and with lives at risk, believe they have the time to build relationships, perhaps there's a lesson for us in our jobs. Have you ever been the irate customer dialing an 800 number to a call center to lodge a complaint? Reflect on how the representative handled your call. When you are addressed in a cordial voice, by someone who seems to value you as a person and wants to understand your problem, although still angry, you probably end up using better manners than you would if you were met with a voice on the other end who interrupts you to explain the company's policies on your issue. Building relationships involves rapport and respect. What if we don't respect the other person? Is it necessary to show respect? Reflect on a hostage scenario, which is clearly a situation with a bilateral lack of respect. The hostage negotiator shows respect anyway. His or her efforts are frequently rewarded in the form of positive outcomes for all concerned. In our business lives, we should try to build relationships of mutual respect. It doesn't always start that way. It is something we need to work toward over time. Respect is an expression of your values. Don't show respect because of who the other person is. Show respect because of who you are. Showing respect for others does not reflect weakness. Rather, it conveys strength and confidence. Since people tend to naturally reciprocate, you're more likely to receive respect from others by extending it yourself. Your invisible tool. Treat everyone with respect.